When we signed on for a small ship journey up Alaska's Inside Passage, we were promised the opposite of a traditional cruise. We were promised an uncruise, to be specific. Instead of a leisurely sail past some of the most beautiful scenery on the continent, instead of endless buffets and variety shows, we would venture up secluded coves and into narrow fjords and channels thick with humpback whales. We would paddle kayaks around icebergs, near glaciers, and along pristine shorelines. We would step off the boat and into the real Alaska. I was promised we would get our feet dirty. On the first full day of the voyage, a dozen or so of us stepped into a skiff and rowed to the shore for a hike. Walking along the coast, at the mouth of a small stream, we listened as our guide talked about the likelihood of seeing bears. This was a favorite fishing spot, and his words were still hanging in the air when the first grizzly ambled, as if on cue, into sight. The bear was young, probably a yearling on his own for the first season. Wading into water that was alive with leaping and splashing salmon, he seemed bewildered, not sure where to turn or pounce next. Finally, at a disadvantage, he gave up, and aware but not particularly interested in us, followed the stream up to a short waterfall. Then, as we watched, a second young bear stepped out of the trees. This was already much more than I'd ever expected. The two bears eyed one another as they got closer and closer, finally meeting nose to nose in the middle of the stream. Then, while we stood silent and breathless, they rose on their hind legs and came together in a slow and powerful embrace. We soon realized they weren't really fighting, but rather playing at fighting, wrestling, wrapping their arms about one another, throwing arcs of water droplets high in the air with each move. For almost half an hour, the two bears splashed and hugged and tussled and nipped at one another's ears and shaggy fur. We couldn't tell if they were siblings who'd stumbled onto one another at a familiar spot, or teenagers still somewhere between flirting and playing, but we knew that what we were seeing was an extraordinary experience. I didn't blink, pressing the shutter again and again, trying to capture the amazing performance going on in front of me. Finally, as the two bears stopped playing and, just like kids who dawdled over their chores, got about the business of foraging and feeding, we walked carefully back to the waiting skiff. As we moved away from the shore, finally far enough away to find our voices, everyone began to talk at once. We were the fortunate ones, and we celebrated it. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Just thinking about it now gives me chills. The moment was splendid and wild and real. The captain had already heard about our adventure and was there to meet us as the skiff pulled back up to the side of the Wilderness Explorer. She reached out to each of us as we came aboard. One foot on the deck, the other still on the small raft, I looked down at my boots and I had to smile. They were caked with a gritty, sandy, glacial soil so unique to Alaska. My mind and my camera were full of images, and my feet were dirty, just as I'd been promised.